With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico's senator from the southwest part of the state is John Arthur Smith, chairman of the Legislative Finance Committee and lifetime resident of Deming, New Mexico. Smith recently reflected on his constituents' fight for fair treatment of immigrants at the border.
Deming itself handled almost 10,000 asylum seekers, and our entire county has 25,000 people.
Smith talked with New Mexico Close Up recently about the influx of Central American citizens legally seeking asylum in southern New Mexico.
Having lived on the border virtually all my life, that's the first time that that has ever happened. We've had undocumented, and they've worked back and forth across the border, and it's just sort of a way of life when you live along the border. But the asylum issue, those people are legal. Once they're recognized, until they've had their day in court, asylum seekers are legal once they come across.
Chairman Smith in January wasn't aware of how important New Mexico's immigration issue would be when he led the move to beef up resources in counties near the border.
And unbeknownst to me that the problem would crop up, I put $2.5 million in the budget last year as a special for supplemental use. Principally based on the fact that the federal government had shut down in December and part of January, and the Border Patrol had been laid off. And so I put it in there specifically for Hidalgo, Luna, and Doña Ana counties. The governor turned around and gave grants at that time from the money for those counties.
Senator John Arthur Smith on his response to immigration at New Mexico's southern border. The 8-term Democrat says humanitarians responded to the call for help from as far north as Santa Fe and throughout the U.S. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.